Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm so happy we finally got to do this.
I know, right? I'm so happy.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy, you got work and everything. I guess my first question is, you know, before the show, I distinctly remember you recording this video and posting on Instagram, or maybe you posted after you got back and you said, listen, you're going to see a new Danielle. I'm going there to win. I'm not playing around. Do you felt like, I know you didn't win, but did you felt like you went there and accomplished what you set out to do?
Absolutely. So I recorded that video because I wanted the fans to understand I was going to go in there and just play, give it my all. And I was not going to let my heart distance, which clearly that did not happen. But I was going to just basically do what I have to do to win. You know, if I had to take a man out, I was going to do a presentation. No regrets. I think I had to play that way. And I just wanted the fans to understand that I was going to live in my villain era when I was going in that castle and I was going to own it.
Yep.
When I did All Stars and Reindeer Games, I tried to have this moral compass per se when I play the games, and I realized you can't. You it's just not me. I just got to play hard, and sometimes you got to do things that you won't do in the real life. And I just wanted the fans to know that I was there to play by any means necessary, and I delivered. You weren't happy, but I delivered.
You certainly did, Danielle. I know. Yeah, I know the fan reaction's been mixed, but I also know people, I've started to see people come around of like, well, Danielle's great TV, so why are we complaining about this? But how have the real life interactions been? I know you mentioned something about like an Uber driver recognizing you. More people are recognizing you, I'm assuming, right? Like, what are they saying?
Yeah, because when Big Brother, it was hard to recognize me on the streets because, you know, I wore a bandana and I didn't comb my hair and wear makeup. This time, I'm kind of like my norms do wear glasses in my real life. So, I get a couple of mixed reactions. I had one fan goes, oh my God, you were on Traitors. She said, oh, you're such good TV. I hated you so much. But she said it with a smile. So, you know, great. You know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, at the end of the day, your fans can say what you want, but you were entertained. You tuned in. You wanted me to just get banished and you were turning in. You're like, when are they going to get her? She's so obvious.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm still here. And every retweet, I go, I'm still there. I'm still here.
Yeah. When you were watching it, was it like constant stress or were you like enjoying it or no?
Oh my God. When I watched it, the show is so good. The producers did. Alan, chef's kiss. Everything was great about it. So I really enjoyed it. As I told people, I cringe with my overacting and I laughed at myself and I enjoyed it. I never felt like angered watching it. I got a little clamped on certain scenes because I remember I felt at that time Bob the drag queen and the Nikki banish was probably, that was tough to watch. And I get so emotional watching that. And then the, Brittany and our story enjoyed the show a lot.
Yeah. What, Danielle, every time I talk to you, there's something wrong with your internet.
I don't know why it does that.
It's okay. It keeps fixing itself. So I think we're
okay.
Right.
Sorry.
No. But I know, like, I've seen you in interviews saying you were cringing watching some of it. I'm curious though, like, as a traitor, having to lie from the beginning, that's got to be stressful. So like, was the crying and shaking also like coming out naturally and then you were like leaning into it? Or was it something you had to dig from scratch? Like,
no, good question. So I didn't watch, I saw snippets of, I think, season one Traitors. And I'm a huge Ceri fan. Like,
I know.
That's my queen. I will fight you in the streets about Ceri. So, but Ceri and I kind of play similar. Motherly. Mm-hmm. empathy, but we'll cut your throat when we have to, right? And then I watched season two, so I'm looking at Phaedra, and I'm like, sweet, motherly, and I'm like, if I go on castle acting like the natural Danielle, and the fact that I'm Big Brother traitor, they're gonna automatically think I'm a traitor. So in my mind, I said, you know what? I'm gonna be completely opposite and be this scary, nervous Nelly, cry and shake, and just be this scared little Nelly just to get people comfortable with me. And that's the thing. When I play games, I try to listen to people and I try to be. I know what they want. I let them see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear. So if you're a person that, you know, your grandmother or family's important, of course I'm gonna capitalize on that. If you're a person that, oh, we gotta be tough and cutthroat, I'm gonna mirror that too. So it all depends who I'm dealing with in that game and how I'm gonna adjust. But for traders, as a trader, I had to be the sniveling, not knowing what's going on type of person and Jeff just to throw people off my sense. And it worked for a while. You know, it did work for a while. And if you watched the traitor reveal, a lot of them were shocked that I was a traitor, you know? And that should speak volumes. You got the social game I'm seeing. And my social game is good. And that's a big player. We focus on social games more than anything.
And that's the thing I wish we saw more of. And I know you can't show everything because there's so many, big personalities, but every single, not every single, a lot of people I talked to were like, Danielle was my number one. Look at Dolores. Look at Dylan. Like things we didn't, even Derek was like, me and Danielle talked all the time, but you didn't see it. I guess, yeah. What were you doing behind the scenes that we didn't see? Like building those relationships and did you
Oh,
wish we saw more of that?
I did. This was crazy. I wish the castle had 24-hour, 24/7 live feeds in it.
Me
Right?
too.
No, I what I did a lot of times, what I would do, if I felt someone was sussing me out, they became my best friend that day. I would hang out with them. I would just talk. I just talk. And it was just talking. I would get to know them more, da 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 da. Because here's the thing. I know in their mind, they're like, she, I think she's a traitor. But then when they start talking to me and they're like, oh my God, I just had to, just a little doubt that left them off my scent for a bit. And the other thing too, you can read the faithfuls, the guilt they had when they were wrong on banishment. And so a lot of them would say, like the Nikki banishment, and I'm sure Cashel and Gabby will speak to this. Especially Chriselle, you know, she felt awful doing that. And it was just awful to watch. It was hard for me. And I felt awful. The guilt was awful. Anyway, I know in her mind, conscientiously, she goes, I don't want to get it wrong again. And so a lot of them will be like, do I go after Danielle? Because what if she's not? And I'm about to banish this grandmother of five. You know what I mean? And it all I need is just a little doubt. And so they would put me on the back burner because they want 100% for sure. And that's all I needed. You know what I mean? And so that was my gameplay that you guys did not see. And you can ask them, I'm sure Wes, even Wes told me, he goes, how am I gonna go after the grandmother?
Yeah,
Exactly.
I feel like that's like such an impressive part of your game, and I just it sucks we missed out on it. But like obviously we've heard about it and we got to see the relationships a little bit. But I do want to talk about Brittany. I talked to both of you after reindeer games and I know there was hurt on both sides, but I also felt like there was always still like a level of respect. And it's just, I know things haven't didn't pan out how we wanted, but where do you and Brittany stand today after the reunion? She told me you guys were good, but obviously on her end.
Yeah, so Brittany and I are actually really good. It was one of those t it's I think after Reindeer Games, I knew I had to have a conversation with her, right? But to me, I don't like having phone calls. I don't like doing texts. I want to be face to face with that person. I want them to look in my eyes. I want to see in their eyes. And it was a conversation that needed to be had that we just never had, and I needed her to understand my point of view. There was a lot of deeper things that went on behind the scenes that, you know, I'm not going to share with the public, but I needed Brittany to understand my point of view. And after traders, and I wanted traders to fully finish so she can see that, I was on her side. I really wanted Big Brother to win. So she didn't, I didn't want to have a conversation that she didn't believe me afterwards, but we it was very emotional, you guys. It was one of those moments that had to happen. And she understood my point of view, and I understood her point of view. And I adore Brittany, like adore her. She has this thing, and I hate her for this, but she tugs on my heart in a special way. And I don't know if it was watching her, the way the brigade did her. It's just like she's I look at her as this person that I want to take care of. And she doesn't need to be taken care of. Let me just make that clear. But when I watched how they treated her, the brigade did really fired me up. And I remember, I wish I was there because I would have been fighting with her. And so with Brittany on Traitors, it's like I wanted to keep her far from me, but at the same time, I can't because I adore her, and we just naturally gravitate to one another. And then we rekindled this friendship, and for my side was the best thing. You see how I changed when I got Brittany. I didn't have the luxury of having someone I could depend on. It was trader on trader crime, and then I was alone. And even though I had a relationship with Faithfuls, it was a real because really me having to murder them at night. So it was very difficult.
Sorry that it might be my internet. But anyway, the Britney thing. I was gonna say, so I know we don't have to get into this because it was already addressed and cleared up. But the NDA thing, and I know you well enough to know when I interview you, you take that actually more seriously than a lot of people do. So I knew that wasn't the case. But at what point do you think you were like, I think Britney knows I'm a traitor? Was it when you recruited her, or was it like before that where you're like, I think she knows, but like we're good anyway?
Oh, so Brittany knows me. And so I knew there was one conversation, and she probably don't remember, but I remember. So one thing about me, people, I am a profiler. Like I can read people, and you will say something and you will think I didn't clock it, but it goes in the vault and it stays in the vault, and I'll bring out the receipts. So there was a moment when Brittany and I were talking, and she leaned into me. And I don't know if I should ask her, but you probably get it. But she goes, "Danielle, I want so much for you to win this game." And I went, "Well, for me to win, that means a singular win. So you must think I'm a traitor." Just by that statement alone. Because she didn't say, "Danielle, I really want us as faithfuls to win." It's the way she said that, and I went, "Oh, she's clocking me. She is so clocking me right now." And so I use this terminology from Roddy. Can I use profanity here? Can I use profanity here? Oh, okay, because I usually try not. Roddy will always say, "You're really good at grin fucking." And oh my God, I was grin fucking her. And I was like, and then I tried to turn it around. I was like, "No, as faithfuls, we have to win." So it was one of those moments. And then if you guys saw that chess game, when we said she was my biggest threat, because I knew she, I said, "Brittany has to know I'm a traitor because she knows me better than anything. Like more than anybody in the house, Brittany knows me." And she people well. So I knew she knew at one point. So when I finally recruited her, I said, "Were you surprised?" She goes, "Well," and I'm like, "Yeah, I knew. I already knew she knew."
I again, just watching you guys, I could tell that she knew, and I think I knew that you knew she knew. It was fun. And listen, I don't love to play the what if game too much, but had Brittany not switched her vote, Ivor stayed, or maybe Ivor goes. I mean, do you think you and Brittany had a shot to win this thing if you got through that banishment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you think about it, we had Dolores.
Yeah,
We
well, you definitely had her.
just had Dolores. Dolores, one thing she is, when she commits, she was not wavering. She even told me to my face. She said, "Danielle, I don't care if you're a traitor." She said, "I'm not voting for you." She
Wow.
told me to my face. She said, "You, if you're a traitor, you should get Academy Award." That's what she told me, right? So if you look at the numbers, you guys, first of all, people are like, "Why didn't you get rid of Dylan?" I thought I had Dylan up until that point. To that day, we thought we had Dylan. So If we got rid of Ivor, that's Brittany, myself, and Dolores. That's three against two.
Yeah.
We were going to the end, and I felt, I just felt that, oh, it was so close. I
I
just
know.
want a moment. I just to say Big Brother, just two Big Brother people, it would have just made up from the last two seasons. It was like a storybook ending in itself, and I really wanted it to happen more than anything. It just, and even we were texting while Brittany and I were watching the show, we were like, oh, we were so close. Oh,
Do you think
I
she
think
will?
we had a strong chance of getting there. And even if, just say they had me going out, one thing about me, I would have been planting those seeds for Brittany to make sure she stayed in the game as a
Yeah.
faithful. Because I, if I was against Brittany, I would have turned her at the round table, and I didn't, you know. I didn't, you know. I kept cool because that's my girl, and I was not going to attack her. But if I would have stayed that one night, even though I would have been dead in the water, I would have made sure Brittany got to that end to get the W, and I would have planted all those seeds. If I won the seer, I had plans for the seer, which I'm not going to tell you, but I just had plans for the seer to manipulate the situation to make sure if I'm going out, I'm going to make sure she is going to be a faithful. Period.
I love that. Well, so if you got to the end with her, there was no doubt in your mind that you would win together. Were you ever like, would she screw me over one more time at the end?
No, I don't think, no, I just, you guys, when she flipped, I was
I know.
like, God
I
damn,
could
I
see
was
your
shocked.
face.
So I would have never thought she would have done that to me at the end. He's up. Like, I really thought we were going to take it to the end. And, I don't, I think I did watch Survivor, not Survivor, Traitors Australia, and I heard it was, it was not a happy ending against the Traitors. I think they both stole from each other, but during me writing Cher down, I would have said, girl, if you do not, if you stab me one more time, they're gonna have to call security up in here. I was like, we sharing this. We should, Brittany, we gotta share, because if you do anything right now, as soon as you do your vote, you need to go start running away from me. Call security. So no, I think we would have, I think it would just would have been a happy ending. Like, I get emotional just thinking about it. I wish
It
we
would
would
have
have
been
made it.
great. I
It
know.
would have been so good.
Ugh. Well, you know, I know you've been through this before where you lost a game. In fact, the Big Brother is a different game because of your loss. Sort of where does this lie? How hard is it for you to sort of reconcile this loss versus like your previous Big Brother experiences?
This loss wasn't for me per se, me internally. This loss was Big Brother. This is where, like, it, you guys, I really wanted a Big Brother to bring home the W for this. It was very, I mean, I wanted to win, but at that, I started getting in the game. I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna do it. The loss for Big Brother 3 was harder, more than for me per se. This loss, it is what it is. I accepted that I will forever be a maid of honor and never a bride, and I just. It is what it is. I just, like, I'm almost to the point now. I accepted that I'm just going to be a professional loser in reality TV.
Danielle, I know you don't love the best Big Brother player to never win, but it's such a it's a compliment, and I know it's hard, but I have faith that you will win one of these games. I have no doubt. Wait, can you hear
Yeah,
me?
one day.
I want to ask you about Boston Rob because I know you're a big Survivor fan, and he was, he tried to run the turret a little bit. Was there
Yes.
any part of you that was like, I know you were like, get this guy out of here, but you're also like, oh shit, I'm playing with Boston Rob and I'm like a big Survivor fan. That's kind of cool. Or you're like, no, get this guy out of here.
Nah, get this guy out of here. I because I met Boston Rob before.
Yeah.
So, I the first time I met Boston Rob was after he played with Marquesas, I think with Vesepia. Is that the one? Yeah. Where, Jeff, please call Vesepia.
I
Thank
was
you
gonna
for
say
50. Please, Jeff. Thank you. I have a big one last letter that I'm gonna post to plead for that. But anyway, I met him the first time, and Amber and him were not even a couple at the time. And I remember Amber had a little, like, she couldn't stand him. It was funny, but It was pretty funny. And then, of course, you fall in love with them during All Stars. So I just know he's a dangerous player.
Yeah.
I'm not here. I liked a lot of people on that show, but I don't want strong, smart people in the castle with me. I'm a big fan of Wes. So of
Yeah.
course I don't want any of those players in there. I want to play a season where I have just newbies. It's just me. Yeah. I don't want. I mean, think you guys. Traitors 3. We had legends from reality TV.
Yeah.
Legends,
Stacked.
and
It was stacked.
it was stacked. So we cannibalize each other, quite frankly. You know what I mean? And so, no, I respect Bhaskaran. I mean, he's a girl dad. I mean, how can you not like the
I
guy? And
know. I
what? And
know.
the thing is about Bhaskaran, people are like, what is it? You know what it is? And I wish I could have said it at the reunion. He's very charismatic.
Yep.
I mean, he has something about him. It's so charismatic that he makes you smile, he makes you feel comfortable, and then he cuts your throat in a game. It's pretty
Yep.
simple, you know? And I love Boston Rob. I mean, I didn't like him playing with him, but I have
Yeah.
nothing but the utmost respect for the Godfather. You know what I mean? It's just great TV. And yeah, he ruined the Traitors game. I did that.
I was gonna say, like, if he wasn't in the turret, would it have been just as much chaos, or do you think it would have been a little easier?
No, I think once he turned on Bob the Drag Queen
Yeah.
so early in the game, let's be honest, all the traitors are thinking that in the back of their head. When are we going to take each other out, right? But it was so early in the game, and he took my ride and die out, and then next thing you know, I'm looking at him and Carolyn. I'm like, are you two working together? And as much as, I love Carolyn. I watch her on the show. I was like, oh my God, she's great. But the thing about Carolyn is, she has this thing. She has a tell. Carolyn does not lie, and I do appreciate that about her game. But when she does not want to commit, she make a face.
Got
You'll
it.
ask her, and she'll go, well, and she won't answer you. She just does her little quirkiness, and it's like a deflection. It's almost genius when you watch it. It's brilliant. If you watch that scene at the breakfast when asking about what Alan, she's like, woo, and she does this thing and she turns it up, and the people are like, oh, that's Carolyn. And
Yeah.
then you don't circle back to that question because it's Carolyn, right? And so and I'm watching, I'm like, oh God, she's so good. Like I'm sit there and just and like, wow, she's good. But I think we knew that we were gonna work together. We were a motley crew, and we made sure we had each other's back. We told each other who was saying each other's name. I need to say this, and a lot of people don't know. The reason why Nikki was in the coffin is because Nikki said Carolyn was a traitor. And
Oh.
I ran to Carolyn and told her immediately, Nikki said Janine. And that's why we put Nikki in the coffin. So a lot of people don't know why did we pick Nikki? And we picked Nikki because Nikki was on to Carolyn. And
Wow.
I immediately told Carolyn. And the problem with me having trust in Carolyn, she didn't tell me about Jeremy until Bob was telling me, and she came up into that conversation. And so I'm looking at her like, do you really have my back? Because I don't think you do.
Yeah.
So that was the hard part. And I was asking her about Bob. I was like, I'm trying to get her to commit. She wasn't giving me anything. It was like very side. She was giving me one, and I get that was her just playing her game, but it didn't give me reassurance. So I actually assume her boss and Rob were working together,
Yeah.
and mistake. It was a mistake, but I really
I
like
didn't.
that. So the ev that was presented to me.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Well, Danielle, so if, well, one, would you ever do the traitors again? And two, how do you think you'd fare as a faithful?
Oh my God. So I would love to play Traitors again, but I need to be a faithful, and I know they will kill me right away, and I'm okay with that. And I know, or they'll banish me right away, and I'm okay with that. But people don't know, when I talked to the producers, I wanted to be a faithful. I
Wow.
pleaded to be a faithful. And yeah, and my mother's the one that said, what if Brittany's there? And I'm like, well, if Brittany is there, depending on if she's there, then I'm going to pitch for Traitor. You can ask the producers, I'm okay if they shared my video casting, because I, Sharon, I was so det I was calling myself, yeah, I want to be a friendly. That's how much I didn't know too much about the show. I watched a couple of episodes and I was like, a friendly, a friendly, a friendly, because I'm a human lie detector. I can tell when people are lying. And so I think I would have been a great faithful. And in fact, during the game, I was like, God, I wish I was a faithful, because it's when you're a faithful, you to have a someone by your side in a team environment, it's a good feeling. As a traitor, you think you have traitors, but in our case, we didn't. So we really didn't have anybody, and it was kind of lonely sometimes playing that game, I'll be honest with you. And I wish I was a faithful, this, because I was jealous watching the bonds that they were having, trying to get traitors out,
True. Well, Danielle, it's fine. I am so happy you were a trader because you are so amazing on this. I know we gotta go, but any other shows you're willing to do? I know you have a life and you have a job and you have a lot going on, but what
Right.
else would you say yes to? Or would you consider?
If I could do, I would love to do the challenge.
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow.
so people don't know, that's my show. It's like the super shows. I like the challenge because although there's a lot of take off, your destiny is by you. You either win the competition or don't. So I would like the challenge, and of course I would do traders again, and then I doubt if Jeff will call me, but I would do Survivor just to push myself. So those are only three.
I'd love to see you and Dylan play
Just to
Survivor
see.
together.
Oh my God, that'd be so amazing.
That'd be fun.
Because he was like my Jason in Traitors. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes,
He was.
yes. And he
He
wants to
was.
play
I'll tell
too.
anybody, I'd say he was my Jason in Traitors. At one point I'm looking at him and I felt like, oh my God, this guy, I'm gonna take him to the end and I'm gonna take his money and I'm gonna feel awful.
Have
I'm gonna feel
forgiven you.
so bad. Oh yeah, I mean,
He's
he would have been fine. He would have been
fine.
like, "Oh, it's okay." He'd have probably hugged me, and because he's such a good, you guys, he's really that good. Like, he's perfect. The
I
man's
know.
perfect. I hate
I
him so
know.
much. I hate because he's so perfect.
Danielle, I know you got to go. One last question. Sorry. Any advice for season 4 players?
Oh, for Big Brother?
No, for Traitors, the next season of Traitors.
I'm not gonna give them any advice. Good luck.
Luck.
You do you. I'm not giving you no advice, because what if I do All Stars?
All right. See, I like how you keep it under wraps. Not everyone does that. All right. Well,
No, I
Danielle,
don't share a lot of my thing.
that's why I love you. thank you so much for doing this. It's always fun chatting with you. And again, amazing, amazing season.
You so much, Sharon. Always.
Thank you.
Thanks.